Welcome everyone, young and old, to Inspiration Sounds and to more stories from the heart of the world. This week is episode 22, and the topic was promoted by a good friend who wondered if there were a few stories by Sri Chinmoy involving horses. And after a quick search at srichinmoylibrary.com, I discovered there were many, perhaps more than my cowboy mate thought, which is great because horses are such majestic, beautiful, and intelligent animals full of power and prana, and have down through the ages played a huge part in our lives. We have three stories for you today, all by Sri Chinmoy, the first of which is called Four First Class Fools. I'm joined by Daniel Rubin, and I'm Butsamudra Knox. Once the king asked the minister to bring him four of the world's worst possible fools. So the following morning, the minister began looking for the fools. The first fool he saw was a Brahmin. He was running very fast, carrying a plate of betel nut, rice, and a few other things. When the minister asked the Brahmin why he was running, the Brahmin answered,
"My wife has just given birth to a son, and I'm bringing her the ceremonial foods. Unfortunately, the boy is not my child, but his father will also be there. So I'm going to bless the new father and mother and the baby. That is why I am running."
"Aha! I have got my first fool."
And he told the Brahmin to come to the court with him.
"No, no, no. I can't come to the court. I have to see my wife."
"I am the king's minister. It is the king's command that I take here." And he showed the Brahmin his identification.
So the foolish Brahmin had to go to the king's palace. On the way, they saw a man sitting on a horse. On his shoulders was a very heavy load. The minister asked him,
"Why are you carrying that load on your shoulders?"
The man replied,
"My horse is a mare and she's pregnant. I don't want to hurt this poor animal by making her carry such a heavy burden. So I've put the load on my own shoulders."
"If you are sitting on the horse, the weight will be the same whether it is on your shoulders or on the back of the horse."
But the man insisted that he was taking half the burden on his own shoulders.
"Here is another fool," the minister said to himself, and he commanded this fellow to come along to the king.
"Your Majesty,"
proclaimed the minister when they came before the king,
"here are your fools."
"I asked you to bring me four fools, didn't I? Where are the other two?"
"I have two here,"
replied the minister. And he narrated their foolish actions to the king. Then he said,
"The third fool is you, your majesty. Who but a fool is interested in seeing fools? You get pleasure in knowing that there are horrible fools in your kingdom. Whereas a wise king would like to know whether there are wise men in his kingdom. And since fools give you pleasure, you also belong to their group, for birds of a feather flock together. And I am the fourth fool. I listen to your foolish commands and waste my precious life carrying them out. Only a fool would obey the commands of a fool. So that makes me the fourth fool."
The Horse That Wanted More Beauty. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Butsamudra Knox. A cosmic god had a horse. The horse was beautiful, and also it had many good qualities, but it wanted to be more perfect in every way. It especially wanted to become beauty unparalleled. One day the horse said to the cosmic god, "O Lord, you have given me beauty. You have given me other good qualities.
I am so grateful to you, but how I wish you could make me more beautiful. I would be extremely, extremely grateful if you could make me more beautiful.
The cosmic god said,
I am more than ready to make you more beautiful. Tell me in what way you want to be changed.
It seems to me that I'm not well proportioned. My neck is too short. If you can make my neck a little longer, my upper body will be infinitely more beautiful. And if you can make my legs much longer and thinner, then I will look infinitely more beautiful in my lower body.
The cosmic god said, Amen.
Then immediately he made a camel appear in place of the horse. The horse was so disheartened that it started to cry.
Oh, Lord, I wanted to become more beautiful. In what way is this kind of out of form more beautiful?
This is exactly what you asked for. You have become a camel.
Oh no, I do not want to become a camel. I wish to remain a horse. As a horse, everybody appreciated my good qualities. Nobody will appreciate me as a camel.
Never try to achieve or receive more than I have given you. If you want to lead a desire life, then at every moment you will want more and more. But you have no idea what the outcome will be. If you cry for a longer neck and legs, this is what will happen. Each thing in my creation has its own good qualities. The camel is not as beautiful as you are, but it carries heavy loads and has a tremendous sense of responsibility. You stay with your beauty, which is absolutely needed. Beauty is definitely one of my divine qualities. And let the camel remain with its sense of responsibility, which is another divine quality of mine. Do not ask me for anything more. If I decide to give you something on my own, then it will not create any problems. It will only add to what you have. But when you are the one who asks me to add to what you already have, then you are bound to run into serious difficulties.
Xiangye's Marriage to the Sun God, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Vishwakarma was a great sage. He asked his daughter, Xiangye, to marry the son, Surya. She was very happy and very proud to marry him. But alas, a very short time after their marriage, she became frightened to death whenever she saw her husband. He was extremely luminous and powerful. His brilliance and power tortured her, and she was unable to go near him. So she created a lady exactly like herself and called her Chaya. Then she left the lady with Surya and went back to her parents' house. Her father was extremely annoyed with her.
How can you do this? How can you deceive your husband? He is so kind, so good, so great.
Oh, but father, what can I do? He is too powerful. His heat kills me. As soon as he comes near me, I die from his excessive heat.
Vishwakarma said, You should be very proud of him.
You should ask him if there is a way to keep his heat from torturing you. He is so powerful. You must go. I don't want you to come back to stay with me. After getting married, it is absurd to leave one's husband and come back to one's parents. Now you must go. I will not keep you with me. So Zhang Ya left her father, but she did not go back to Shuya. She took the form of a female horse and roamed around the earth. In the meantime, Shuya looked everywhere for his wife. He knew that Chaya was not his real wife, so he searched for Zhang Ya. Finally, he came to know that she had taken the form of a horse and was roaming around. Shuya also took the form of a horse and found her. He said, I am so sorry that my heat tortured you. I am taking human form again. You also please take human form again. Let us remain happily married. I will not hurt you with my heat. I will reduce my heat and power to keep you. You were so beautiful, so kind to me once upon a time. I want you to be happy. Let us go home. So Zhang Ya went home with Shuya. He kept his promise to her and reduced his heat and power, and they lived together peacefully and happily. Thanks for listening to this week's Tales on Inspiration Sounds. My gratitude to Daniel for his help in the four first-class fools, and again to Sri Chinmoy for allowing us to use his wealth of material. There are literally thousands of stories for us to choose from, and for that we are eternally grateful. Now next week we have lined up a few stories for you on the life of the Buddha, one of the greatest spiritual teachers to have humbly graced our beautiful planet, whose teachings inspire and guide millions around the world. So join us then, and wherever you are, I wish you a good day.